Good morning, all. In a few moments, we will read a text from Jeremiah chapter 17. Pascal greets you and hopes you are all holding up well. Today is the 31st of March. We would all like others to trust us. But on the other hand, because of our experiences, because we've been disappointed by others, we always find it difficult to trust others. I remember the remark that a French consul in a foreign country made to me when I came to declare the birth of our eldest son. He told me, "In this country, relationships are based on trust, perhaps a little too much." In other words, living in a relationship of trust with others is not always easy, and making it one of our life's principles is not necessarily feasible. However, I am led in life to those places and people where I feel a sense of trust. And on this trust in particular, mutual trust, depends my quality of life. It's all rather ambiguous. Now, we can be realistic, and our experiences confirm this, but even the most trustworthy person may one day be a source of disappointment for us. The issue of trust is addressed by the prophet Jeremiah. Let's read what he says in the 17th chapter of this book. From verse 5. This is what the Lord says. Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who draws strength from mere flesh, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. That person will be like a bush in the wastelands, and they will not see prosperity when it comes. They will dwell in the parched places of the desert, in a salt land where no one lives. As sad as it may seem at first, God condemns the trust that a human being places in himself or in another human being. We have here the image of the juniper, or a bush in an arid plain. A bush in such a place is dry, leafless, fruitless, and often alone. But the prophet goes on from verse 7. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It doesn't fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. In a desert, everything is dry. But when we rely on a God who is faithful and always trustworthy, we are compared not to a dry bush, but to a tree planted near the waters, a well-rooted tree nourished and quenched by these underground waters that allow us to resist periods of drought, or to go back to a previous point I've made, occasions of disappointment. We are safe with God. He is the Almighty and will never disappoint us. I must clarify, and this is no small detail, that by stating that we cannot place our trust without the risk of disappointment, except for trust in God, I certainly do not recommend that we decide that distrust should be a basic principle in our relationships. Without trust, no relationship is possible. For example, there's no way to confess one's sins to others, as James says in chapter 5, verse 16. Or there's no possibility of taking care of each other without ulterior motives, as James writes in his letter, chapter 2, verses 14 to 17. So let's be discerning in our relationships. Let's do our best to be worthy of the trust of others. But let us be without fear. Because God is our support, the principal person worthy of trust. Let's develop the capacity to be open to others without putting them to the test first before deciding whether they are worthy of our friendship. In fact, Jeremiah relates in the rest of his text that the heart of man is distorted, but the one who judges hearts is the Lord. Let's not be a judge of hearts in his place. May the Lord keep us in humility and in love. Have a blessed day.